I received an email from a member of Washington, D.C.'s Advisory Neighborhood Commission 2A. The subject of the email was Jamal Khashoggi Way. At the time, CPJ was deeply engaged in advocacy aimed at the White House, State Department, Congress, and the United Nations, as well as other international actors. We called for an independent investigation and for all those to be held accountable. What could this hyper-local body down the street from my apartment in Washington, D.C. possibly do in this fraught geopolitical situation? Well, I was informed that the Advisory Neighborhood Commission 2A would be voting on a resolution to rename this street Jamal Khashoggi Way. So 48 hours later, on a Wednesday evening in late November, I walked into the West End Library, just a short distance from here, and testified in favor of the resolution, arguing that the renaming of the street would serve four very important purposes. It would honor the innocent victim, a journalist and U.S. citizen, and a neighbor to us all. It would help raise public awareness about Jamal's murder. It would provide an educational marker to tourists and residents. And it would send a daily reminder to Saudi officials who visit and work in this embassy that U.S. residents reject their repressive tactics. These are all as true now as they were then. But this street sign will be a reminder to embassy staff, tourists, and residents alike, but it should also be a reminder to us. Over the last decade, nearly 300 journalists have been murdered in the line of work around the world. In roughly 80% of those cases, no one has been held to account. The sweeping failure of governments around the world to hold to account perpetrators of attacks against journalists undermines global press freedom and democracy. From the beginning, it has been clear that if the Saudi regime could get away with the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, then no journalist or dissident anywhere would be safe. And one might say, sadly, that the regime has essentially gotten away with this murder. Many paths to justice have been blocked. The Committee to Protect Journalists filed a lawsuit to find out whether the U.S. Intelligence Committee knew of threats to Jamal's life prior to his murder. We lost that lawsuit. And who, other than the underlings, have really been held to account for Jamal's murder? But consider, someday soon, someone somewhere, perhaps today, is going to Google the Saudi embassy and see the name of the street on which it is located, Jamal Khashoggi Way. And that matters. Every little bit of accountability matters. It shows power-hungry dictators and autocrats that people will not sit idly by while journalists are targeted, that we will reach into our political toolboxes and find whatever we have at our disposal to hold them accountable. Now, there remain critical questions surrounding Jamal's murder. And one particular question in our minds right now, I think, that has been covered by many speakers, will a U.S. president seriously shake hands and sit down with the man ultimately responsible for the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi? But today we have this certainty that the street outside the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C. will be forever named Jamal Khashoggi Way. And so on behalf of the Committee to Protect Journalists, I would like to thank the ANC2A, D.C. City Council members, Mayor Bowser, and all of my civil society colleagues who have worked for years to make this happen. We are grateful for your efforts. Jamal, you are not forgotten. You will never be forgotten. Your name and your work will endure. Thank you.